This is the Diamonds in the Desert podcast. Haley Stasiak and Jordan Hamm here talking Diamondbacks baseball. Arizona comes off of a tough road trip to L.A. Back at Chase Field on Monday night. Another fourth straight tough loss to the San Diego Padres. Bounce back on Tuesday behind a solid start from Robbie Ray. We're getting into the thick of the schedule here with some tough opponents coming up. You've got the NL East leading Braves coming to town. Then you're heading to Mile High City to face the Rockies. And then you've got the Astros and the Cubs, Rockies again, and the Dodgers. So it's not getting any easier. It's going to continue to be tough. And yesterday I was out at Chase Field and Lovello said that their mindset hasn't fully changed. He knows that these guys know where they're at. He was asked if the guys are kind of aware of what's ahead in the schedule, and he was like, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're not necessarily writing it down in their schedules, but they're aware of the buzz that's around specifically the NL West with, I mean, this one's very, very tight. The Diamondbacks are now in third place, 1.5 games back from the Rockies. Dodgers are there, half game back from the Rockies. So we're coming into the thick of it. Obviously not what you wanted to see in that road trip to LA. Matt Kemp was a thorn in the side for them. Archie Bradley couldn't get it done facing Kemp, which is not typical of Bradley. But when you just look at this, I mean, what are your takeaways from this last week and a half?
I think it was particularly deflating if you're an Arizona Diamondbacks fan.
A good word.
That series, and especially just the way it started, where it was the David Peralta 3-run home run.
Right.
You get that win, you get another, you know, a really solid start out of your pitchers, and then 3-2 loss. A 3-2 loss after a Saturday night Matt Kemp late game home run on a not a bad pitch from Archie Bradley, but
right.
You know, Archie has been the stopper over the past 2 years. He's mm-hmm. been the kind of the trump card. He's been the, you know, you go down the list, it's almost from the Avengers. I'm going to go nerdy on you for a second. You know, Loki's going, oh, I have an army. And, you know, Robert Downey Jr. says, we have a Hulk. It was, Torrey Lovello could say, we have a beard. And the beard would come out and take care of business.
What an analogy.
And back-to-back days to have Matt Kemp, who, for a long time, you know, his first in L.A. was a guy that Diamondback fan didn't particularly like. And he was a guy that, you know, really did a number on them. For him to go ahead and get that, then you have to go home. All right, you have the Padres, one of the few teams not really in the race anymore. Maybe mm-hmm. you can take advantage. Zach Godley has a solid start, but just two bad pitches.
Right, that was it.
And that's all it was. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I think they're still trying to find their bearings a little bit. Robbie Ray has been much, much better, and this is probably his best start since that Chicago start from about a month ago, mm-hmm. Where they still took the loss, but he shut them down. So it's just been, it's getting to crunch time. There's no way around it. It's getting to crunch time. You are seeing the other two NL West teams kind of surge, and let's face it, the Diamondbacks have played 500 baseball in the second half, so you're right. Gonna need a big boost in this last month if you want to make the postseason.
When you look at this rotation, Robbie Ray's start, they shuffled Godley and Ray a couple weeks back. They're reshuffling that to the way it was. Ray will start in the finale against the Braves on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Godley will be that opener in Colorado on Monday. It's just, I mean, Lovello said that was the intention all along, but when you look at, you've got Greinke and you've got Buchholz and Corbin there, it's a good little look with this starting rotation that's coming up.
Yeah, you're getting the four best going against a really good young Atlanta Braves team who can jump on you. Mm-hmm. Acuna has hit his eighth leadoff
home run.
He's pretty much good for about 20% of the time. We looked up the number of at-bats number of games he's let off.
44.
44, yep, yeah.
44 that
so
he's 8
of 44. So essentially
24 home runs this season.
Yeah.
And 8 of those have been leadoff home runs. So,
yeah.
Pretty amazing from Acuna. And, yeah, like you mentioned, young Braves team.
Yeah, so it's you're getting the best to go out there. This year, I think it's wise. It's only one start for Zach Godley, but in his one start at Coors Field, he went 5 2/3, gave up 2 runs, 8 strikeouts. He had I remember that being a pretty solid mm-hmm. start for him.
Yeah.
So you're positioning him in a good spot where he's had success. And I think he's kind of been a little bit of the wild card. I know a couple weeks ago I said he was maybe the up-and-comer in this group that could really help push them over the edge. He's kind of faltered since then. But I think that just putting him in that position and moving Ray up, I think he's ready. You've seen his pitch counts continue to go up as he goes deeper into ball games. I think he's mm-hmm. ready for this.
Not going to get too much into the offense. The simple thing with the offense is it's got to get going. It's got to find the spark, and it's got to be consistent in this last 3.5 weeks of the season. So not diving too far into that, but let's get into the roster expansion. Diamondbacks recalled Silvino Baracho, Matt Cook, Jimmy Scherfe, Chris Owings, Socrates Brito, and Chris Stewart, who they acquired from the Braves, I believe.
Yep.
So that's who they brought up. Zach Godley is on paternity leave. They will have him gone until his start on Monday. But you look at this expansion, and I mean, I wasn't surprised by who was brought back.
Yeah, they were guys who you've seen at the major league level multiple times. With Matt Cook, you now have a little bit of flexibility. Maybe you have a tighter leash on some of these starters, where if they struggle early, you now have a TJ McFarland, you now have a Matt Cook who can both log significant innings. You have Matt Andrees as well, who spent some time in single A, getting a couple starts under his belt to help get that endurance back up. So now you have some options if, you know, one of your starters has to come out in the fourth inning. All of a sudden, you're not scrambling and mixing and matching and burning quite a few guys. You can have one of those guys ready to go and still have a couple long relievers ready for you the next couple of games.
As we mentioned, this is an extremely tough stretch that the Diamondbacks have coming up. Before we leave you, we do want to address that the pitcher of the month for August was Double A Jackson's Kevin Ginkle. He's an Arizona alum. He did not allow a run in 10 games in August. He went 3-0 with 3 saves, 20 strikeouts, 3 walks, and a 149 opponent average. He was also ranked among the Southern League leaders in wins, tied for 6th, and saves, tied for 7th in August. So he's going to be making an appearance in the Arizona Fall League as well. So Arizona baseball fans.
It's a stacked roster this year going through.
Bobby Dalbec with the Red Sox will also be here.
A lot of Arizona ties, but just some really good ball player. If you want to see Vlad Guerrero Jr. before he plays in the pro ball, mm-hmm. he's going to be there. If you want to see Bo Bichette, he's going to be there. The one that got away for ASU baseball. You know, the Arizona Fall League, I can't recommend it enough.
It's fun.
If you're a baseball fan.
I went out to a few games last year as a fan.
I still remember seeing Bryce Harper before he was Bryce Harper. You know, he was in the minor leagues for about 10 minutes.
It's going to be that way with several of these. And, I mean, they're already big names in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. But Vlad Guerrero Jr., I'm surprised he's not up with the big team yet. But there's a lot of Arizona guys, a lot of locals, and a lot of really good baseball players. So if you can sneak away for a free afternoon, I highly recommend the Arizona Fall League.
That's what we've got for you this week on the Diamonds in the Desert podcast. Keep it on sports360az.com. It's the Diamondbacks' take on the Braves and the Rockies in this next week. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.